Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. When the Jewish people were being pursued by the Mitzrim and they were trapped at the Yam Suf, the Pasuk says, Vayis'aku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. They cried out to Hashem in prayer. And Rashi brings from Hazal, Tafsu umanut avotam. They used the skill of their fathers to be saved. As we know, the Avot prayed all the time. Hazal called prayer a skill. And Rabbi Lugassi explained, one should not think that when he is in need, he could just press the tefillah button and the perfect prayer will come out. No, tefillah is an acquired skill. The Torah calls tefillah a weapon, b'harbi ubkashti. Just like a soldier has to be trained properly to use his weapons, so too, we have to be trained properly to get the full effect from our prayers. Why does tefillah need practice? What's so hard about calling out to Hashem when we need Him? The answer is the effectiveness of prayer comes from the recognition that Hashem is the only one who could really help. One of the purposes of the daily prayers is for us to understand how dependent we really are on Hashem. Every time we say Ata Hunen LaAdam Da'at, we have to think Hashem gives us our wisdom. Every good decision we ever made, every witty remark, it was a gift from Hashem. When we say Barech Aleinu, we have to recognize that every dollar we have is a gift from Hashem. We are nothing. It's not our smarts or our ability to talk to people that make us money. It's only Hashem. This is not easy to fully believe because it doesn't appear that way to us. And the world tells us otherwise. But those who really know, they come to Hashem for their first option. If they need help, they pray to Hashem first, and only afterwards do they do their regular hishtadlut. Hashem is everything. The time to work on prayer is during the good times, to constantly thank Hashem for His blessings, to pray that they continue, to think about the problems in the world and beg Hashem to be saved from them. If three times a day a person trains himself to see through the falsehood of the world, then he'll become an expert in tefillah. And if he is ever in a troubling time, he'll know how to use the weapon. He'll know the source of his salvation and be able to pray a powerful tefillah. When the Jews cried out at Yam Suf and were answered, it was an exception. They weren't accustomed to praying all the time. Tafsu umanut avutam. They stumbled on the skill of their fathers. They had a moment of clarity. They recognized their dependence on Hashem, and that's how they brought about their salvation. But when it comes like that, it doesn't last for so long. The very next pasuk says, the Jews were complaining to Moshe that he took them out into the desert to die. Someone who really believes Hashem runs everything doesn't blame things on other people. But unfortunately, sometimes we live this contradiction. We say in the Amidah, Hashem, I know you're in charge of my parnasa. And then during the business day, if somebody else took a customer away, we might blow up with anger, saying, how could he do that? If we were trained properly, we wouldn't get uptight during the workday. We would say, only Hashem is in charge. He wants to bring me my parnasa a different way. Sometimes people need to be reminded of how dependent they really are on Hashem for their own good. That happens when they develop needs that are beyond them to attain and they're forced to beg Hashem for help. But we say in the tefillah, Habocher b'shire zimra, Hashem would rather we come to that recognition another way, through constant praising and thanking, through recognizing all the blessings that He gives us. If we work on our prayers and internalize our dependence on Hashem, we'll become professional Ba'alei Tefillah, and we will have acquired a vital weapon that will enable us to attain all of our needs. Have a great day.